Hi, you're welcome once again to the Wale Ukilola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking. Thank you for following. Thank you for sharing. All those who are sharing this podcast, I want to use this medium to say a very big thank you to you. Thank you for being a source of inspiration to your generation. You're the reason why this podcast is growing and it's encouraging. I want to say a very big thank you to you. And to those who have followed me on Spotify and on Apple Podcast, and those who rated this show the last time, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You're welcome on board once again today. We are going to have another wonderful time together. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and every other podcast platforms. If you're listening on Spotify, please make sure you rate this show. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please make sure you rate this show. By rating this show, you give it an opportunity to be seen by a larger audience. Thank you so much. Today, I'm going to be looking at work as a gift from God. And I believe that after this episode, you are going to have a mind shift on how you're going to have a new perspective on how you see and approach your work. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. For so many people, work is considered a hard task that everyone must do if they want to have anything or get anywhere in life. So many people consider it to be something that just has to be done so that there will be food for them to eat. Like the saying goes in Pidgin, workshop, where you dey work, na there you dey shop. For them, working is just about chopping, that is, eating. If it is not about chopping, that is eating, they are not interested. If eating was not an issue, they think work serves no purpose. You see, this negative mindset makes work hard and just a necessary evil that can stand in the way of good things in life. I was preaching recently on a particular subject, and I touched on this. Work is not just something that we do to live. It is something that we live to do. Work is a blessing and a gift from God. It is a gift deposited in every man that if it's not expressed, it can make them depressed, sad, and feel unfulfilled in life. It is not just about having food on the table. It is about expressing the God-like nature that is on the inside. Have you ever thought about why people are unhappy when they don't have work? Even when they have their needs met. We have heard so many stories where people even resort to fighting and arguments because they are not allowed to work. Some women chose to divorce their husbands just because he won't let them work. You can see that it is not just about getting something, you know, to eat. It is beyond a means of just getting your needs met. There is a vacuum in every man that only work can fill. God made us like that. And as long as there is a vacuum in your life, you won't be totally happy. Work isn't just something we do to live. It is something we live to do. An understanding of this will change your perspective about work and life generally. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 that God took man when he created him and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The Message Bible says to walk the ground and to keep it in order. The New International Version says to walk it and to take care of it. The first reason mentioned why God placed man in Eden was so that he could walk. It was on the premise of walk that God saw that he needed a helpmate, and God created woman to help him. God commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Adam couldn't fulfill this command alone, so God had to create Eve. Are you seeing where I'm going with this? Work only became a curse for man after he sinned. Notice that even though God told man to walk the Garden of Eden, it was not his work that provided the food. God already made that available to him before he had to walk at all. So it wasn't about what he would eat. Man had to walk and sweat to find food because he sinned. That wasn't God's original intention. God rested from his work of creation on the seventh day. Man's work was to collaborate with God using the resources that God has created to further advance the earth. So the work that God had man to do was beyond just working so that they can get by in life, working so that they can survive or sustain themselves in life. No, God already provided everything that man needed to sustain himself before God told him to go and walk. So the walk was not necessarily so that he can survive. No. It was a means of collaboration with God in seeing that the world becomes a better place, in seeing that the work that God has done is advancing. When we walk, we fulfill God's purpose. God created every one of us for a purpose. Our work is the platform through which we fulfill this purpose. Where we walk, or when we walk rather, we partner with God to make people's lives better and the world to be a better place. It is on the platform of work that the blessing of God is expressed in and received in our lives. It is on the platform of work that the blessing of God is expressed in our lives and is received in our lives. You may be wondering why you don't feel fulfilled all this while. Why it seems like there is a vacuum in your life that you don't seem to be able to understand. There is just something that you really can't place. You just feel like something is not in place. This is it. This is it. You need to walk. And if you've been working, you need to begin to work on purpose. You need to begin to work on purpose. You need to work not just because you want to get by in life or because you just want to pay bills. You need to start working with purpose. You need to start working for a reason that is beyond just paying bills. It is when people work just for bills' sake, just to get by in life, that their work become like a curse for them. But if you find out the real reason why you should work, if you find out the niche, the place where you can partner with God in advancing the cause of God on the earth, in fulfilling the purpose for which God has created you, you will discover that work is not just a means, all right, to get your needs met. No, it is why you were created, actually. So if you have been working and your work wearies you, you might want to sit back and find out which work you should be doing that will bring you fulfillment and not just paychecks. And this is why work is not just about exerting energy or going to an office or a site or a place that is labeled a place of work. Work is whatever you are doing to serve God and humanity. Whatever you are doing that serves a purpose in the world is work. So wake up today and start working. Have you found out why God created you? Have you found out the purpose for which God created you? God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, he said, "Before I formed thee in your mother's belly, I knew thee." So God knew every one of us before we were formed in our mother's belly. He had an idea, all right, in mind for our creation to advance his course. You need to find out the purpose for which God has created you and begin to work on purpose. This is how you live a fulfilled life, a happy life, a life that is beyond just paying bills, you know, working every day just so that you can pay bills, just so that you can get by in life. You really begin to work on purpose. You really begin to live a happy life, and your work will no longer be a source of weariness for you, rather a source of happiness. I want to believe that you've been blessed by this episode. If you have questions, please leave your questions in the comment sections, and I'm gonna try as much as possible to answer them. You can also reach me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com, and if you can follow me on my social media platforms, on all social media platforms, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like and share this podcast. Until I come your way again next time, my name is Wale Okilola, and I am your partner in progress. I am rooting for you.